The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Chulin. Masechet Chulin has been dedicated by our good friend, Mr. Joey Jamal, and his wife, in honor of their son's Jack engagement to Shirley Sutton. Bazat Hashem, he should get married, B'sha'at Tova Muslachat, and Zechut Abdelimud, that we are going to have for the next several months in Masechet Chulin. They should enjoy a lot of Nachat, Shalom Bayit, peace, prosperity, and all the Berachot. Amen. Daf Het. Today's Daf is being studied, L'inu Nishmat Avraham Ben Esther, Rabbi Moshe Ben Luna, V'latzlachat Yaakov Ben Yosef. We begin. Today's Daf on Het Amud Rishon, and we are right on the top of the Daf. Amar Rabbi Zera, Amar Shemuel, Liben Sakin, Veshahat Ba, Shechitato, Keshera, Hiduda, Kodem, Lilibuna. Okay, you have a knife, Sakin Shechita. Says Liben Sakin. What does it mean, Liben Sakin? Rashi, Be'ur. That means you were, let's say, koshering it, or you were doing something else to the knife, and you stuck it into the fire, and you made it hot. She gives you the la'az word as well. It red from the fire, it's hot. So it says, shechitato keshera. Then you slaughtered it, right after you took it out of the fire. What's the question? Well, is it the sharpness of the knife that's making the shechita, or that you burnt it? It's the heat that's making the shechita. It could be made a hole or punctured one of the simanim, and there was going to be fasul. So Rashi says, shechitato keshera velo amar sirefahi velo shechita. We don't say that it's a sirefa and not a shechita. Ela, we say that the chiduda Rashi kodem de libuna, the sharpness comes before the heat. Makdim umemahel lahtoch kodem shetekaveh beimam benaur. The blade cuts the simanim before the heat is able to penetrate, and therefore it's a shechita. You don't have to worry. That's what Rashi says. That's what the Gemara says. Chiduda kodem de libuna. So the Gemara asks, Vahika sedadin. What about the sides? Vahika sedadin. What's the question, Rashi? The sakin. The sides of which is the blade itself is the sharp part. But then you have the sides of the knife itself. Kishiniknas letocha hetech. When you stick it into the animal, you stick it into the simanim to cut. Before you're able to penetrate the majority of the simanim, what happens? The sides of the knife itself that are hot are resting on the simanim, and they're going to puncture a hole in it. So therefore, you're right, the blade itself, I'm not worried. The blade is quick. The blade makes the shechita. But the sides themselves, which are hot, are going to rest on the simanim, even for a small amount of time, and they're going to make a hole in it. And the law is, once there's a little nekev in the simanim itself, so it's pasul, v'nim said, shehi nisrefet kodem shechita sheharev veshet nekubato b'mashehu. That the veshet, that's the windpipe, that even if there's a mashehu hole in it, it's pasul itaref, v'sirefa kenekevu. And if it burns it, it's like a nekev. And therefore,
that's the slaughter, though.
No, you think it's going to happen? You're right. The blade comes before the heat. You're right, the blade comes before the heat. But you assume when you're cutting it, so the stadim are going to singe it. You're going to heat it up, and of course it's to have a hole in it. I said but you're right, it's the esophagus. You'd go fast, but if it's boiling hot, all you need is a hole the size of a needle, and already it's pasul, the mashu. That's the Gemara of the Sukkah. Even though it's fast, you're right, the blade itself cuts quickly, but it's, if it's the sides are sitting on the kaneh and the veshet, the vision itself, so that's the problem. So Kamara says, you don't have to worry. Beta Shechita Lirvah Ravah. Kamara answers, it's not going to hit it. It's not going to touch it. Beta Shechita, the place of the Shechita, Mirvah Ravah, it's opened. Rashi. At the time of the shechita, so it separates a little, it opens, so therefore what happens, the blade is only thing touching the simanim. The other parts are not going to touch the simanim themselves. When you obey the shechita, like widens out, so the only spot that's really touching the simanim is the blade itself, not the simanim. So you don't have to worry about it. Okay, we accept. Ibai lehu. I want to ask a question now. Liben shefud vehikabo. Guy heated up a spit, metal spit. Vehikabo, and he went and he hit somebody with it. So now you got a double blow here. You have a hit and you got a burn. So it says, Mishum Shein Nidon or Mishum Mechvan Nidon. How do we look at it? Is this considered the Makkah that resulted in this hit? Is it a Shein or is it a Mechvah? What is a Shein and what is a Mechvah? Rashi. V'ikabo et Adam Makkeh Bekawah. He didn't just singe him, because that would be definitely a mechvah. Mechvah is a burn. He hit him with it. So its question is it the shein from the makkah, or is it the mechvah, which is a burn from the heat? The sheet. The anyan nigaim. This is the subject for nigaim. Can the finish the command shein ba al yedeh hom shemitchamim mahmat kowah. Which means the Shaheen, that comes from the power of the Makkah. Because gets hit with something. And there's a blemish on it. The Torah calls it a Shaheen. Now there's laws regarding that blemish, l'inyan tum'ah. It's like a tzara'at. It's called a Shaheen, however. So Shechin has certain laws, 7 days, and then if it's confirmed, there's another 7 days, there's laws, if it grows 2 hairs in between, there's all laws of, if a person has a Shechin on his body. Even though the Shechin came as a result of a Makkah, doesn't matter, the Torah says, if he has a Shechin on his body or a Mikvah, the fact that the skin is deteriorating, that already causes a Tum'ah. Now, this case over here, he has a blemish on his skin, let's say. He got hit. The question is, are we looking at it as a shrin, that it was the makkah that did it? Or is it the fire that did it, therefore as a din of mikvah? Now the Gemara is going to ask, what's the difference? The shrin and mikvah have the same laws, basically. Mikvah is a burn. Kiviyah like. So, what's the nafkabina? Call it a shein, call it a mikvah. Same laws apply by both. So the Gemara says, lemay nafkamina? That's the Gemara's question. Well, what's the nafkamina? What's the halachic the difference anyway in these cases? That she says, be'ezid davar haluk din mikvah mishein ditiv'ilach. Give me a case that shein and mikvah are different. That's why you want to have a question. What is it? But I said, I'll tell you what is different. Lichde Tanya. Shein u'mikvah. It's either shein or a mikvah. Metame'in b'shavua echad. Okay, so the first din is, first week, 1 week, tameh, 7 days. B'shne simanim. Now, if, let's say, after the first week, it has 2 hairs, 2 white hairs that start to grow from the Mechvah or the Shechin. B'shne simanim. What are the shne simanim? B'se'a lavan u'b'pisyon. Se'a lavan is the white hairs. Pisyon means it starts to spread. Pisyon. Like it says, u'fasa'a nega. Fasa'a nega spreads. Those are the 2 items that render it tamed if you need another 7 days. Look at Rashi. Mishne simanim. Bisal lemar upepesyon. She'en behem esger sheni. Kemo shekatuv baseet ubasapahat. Bet eskerot. Which is this two esker, the two 7-day periods. She'im amad be'ainav v'lo fasa shavu harishon. Regular sara'at. Let's say the first week he had sara'at, and everything stayed the same. It stabilized. Nothing happened. So it says, Masgir oto b'shiniyah. They put him in the next week again, 7 days. Shema yifse. Because maybe it's going to spread via halitinu. Then he becomes a mesorah muhlat. That means he's confirmed the mesorah. Normally speaking, 7 days, nothing happened, another 7 days. After 2 weeks, just to make sure nothing's going to happen to this item, after 2 weeks nothing happens to it, he can start his tahara. However, b'shchinu mechva, lo nemar el hisgir echad. You only get 1 week. 1 week, nothing happens, begin the process. Masha'en kerev, after the week, you see already one of two things, spreading or two hairs growing in between. Now it becomes what's called a mukhlat. It becomes confirmed. V'imahamad b'enav v'shav rishon shuv e'en masgirot tamei el apotor v'olech. Okay, it goes on. B'shnei simnev v'sal levan b'sion, ipasav v'lo rekenetek, shesiman tovat v'sal sahob. Fine. Gemara. V'lamma chelkan ekatuv. So why does it have to say? Shein on mechva. If it's the same exact law, which means the Torah writes the whole laws of Shein separately, and then it says, oh, if this happened with a mechva, write it together, Shein on mechva. Why do you have to write separate parashiyot in these two items if the Chavra, they have the same dinim? Rashi, v'lam mechalkan katu b'shnei parashiyot, u'pidesh mishpat kol ahad ba. It repeats the whole thing over again, and Shein, and then repeats something over with mechva. V'lo tzirfam yachad, שלמשפטם שווה והיה לו לכתוב כי יהיה בו בעורו שחין או מכווה. That's what you should have said. יש שחין או מכווה. Why have to write the whole parasha twice? אמר, do you know why he does that? To teach you שאין מסטרפים זה עם זה. You need a שיעור. You need a שיעור for the מכווה or the שחין. And she tells us, as was mentioned, the שיעור is a גריס. Okay, that's like the size of a bean. Kifur alavan. Okay, fine. So let's say I have half a grease of shechin and half a grease of mechva. They don't combine. They have nothing. You don't mix them up. Rashi, shem is the fin. So the shul nega ke grease, hatsi food. Shim alavu hatsi grease. Mahmat chom maka. Shelo ayde aur. Ve'al yede hatsi grease etzla ayde kibiyat aur. In mitzdarfin, that's the hadush of the pesukim. They would have said it together. Shein or mikvah. You can combine them. There's another separate parasha for shein, separate parasha for mikvah. You don't combine the items. Continue. Vetanya ezehu shein veezehu mikvah. Now explain. What is it? How do you get a shein? How do you get a mikvah? Laka be'etz. Let's say you got hit with a piece of wood. Be'ebed, rock. Be'gifet. What is gifet? That she says, she'etmin yado be'psolet shil zetim. Which means you put like in the refuse of the olives. The olive, you know, is on a pile over there and it gets hot. And he sticks his hand inside the olive pile over there that she says, ruham me'od me'elav. Which means both shrin are also coming from heat. But it's not coming from heat that was heated from a fire source. That's just combustion. It's just like we learned in Masechet Shabbat, that they used to make hatmana in gefet. These things, as they decay, they produce heat. So therefore, he stuck his hand in this olive mix over here, and it was hot. And as a result, he got a shechin on his hand. Continue. B'hamei Tiberia. Or he stuck his hand in the hot springs of Tiberia. Which again is not heated from a fire. Okay? All these cases, ubchol davar shelo ba mahmat ta'ur. And for that matter, any item that got hot, but not from the fire. What's it coming to include? La'atuyet, coming to include avar mi'ikaro. Pure lead. Lead from its source. You went underground, you're mining the lead. Lead's hot from the earth. As you went down to mine the lead, the guy burnt his hand. That's not considered a mechat, that's called a shein. Zehu Shrin. That is Shrin. Look at Rashi. Avar Me'ikaro, first white line. Mimekom Shi'okli Ma'ofarim. Ruham. It's hot. But again, not from a fire. Next case. Be'ezu Mechva. Nechva Begahelet. Okay, coal. That's fire. Beremetz. Beremetz is like the Eferham, the ashes, the hot ash. That's what they call it in Arabic, that she says. Vekach shemo b'shon Arabi. Besid. Seed would be hot limestone. Besid roteya. Begefsit roteya. Mazik gefsit. That she says also means seed. It's a type of limestone. Besurfin otoke means seed. It's also from the fire. Uchol davar haba mahmata'u. Now for that matter, anything that comes as a result of fire. What is it coming to include? La'atuye hameh ha'ur. Water. Water that you heated up from the fire. So now it's considered hot also from fire. Zuhi mikva. So now you understand that's the pirush hamilim. Betanya. Now we get to a big hadush. Shein u'mikva. Let's say the guy had both. The guy got a shein, and then the guy got a mikva.
Same spot.
Or the guy got a mikva. Or next to it, let's say it was. What do you consider it? Do you go after the first item that came on his hand, on his body? Or do you say, no, the second item negates the first item? Now, I'll tell it to you outside. The reason why you're going to have to know, when you get both, what is it? Because if it has less than the shi'ur, and then you have another item next to it, if this is shein, then this is shein, it can be mistarif. But this is mikva, and this is shein, it cannot be mistarif. That's an important question to know when you get back-to-back items, what is it? And the nafka minah is going to be le'inyan tziruf. I have to know how I identify this called the shein or mikva, to know if it will be mistarif to the shein next to it. If it's shein, mistarif. If it's mikva and shein, do not mistarif. So it's a big nafka minah to know it. So the Gemara says, shein or mikva. Im shein kodem le mikva, if the shein came first, and then the mikva came on top of it, batel mikva et the shein.
You saying you
got
two?
Yes.
One?
No, you got a shein first over here. And then on the shein, yes. He got a mikva. So now the question is it called a shein or a mikva? The blemish is there. So the blemish is a blemish. But how are you defining it? So the hadushas of the Baraita, you always go after the second one. The second item is always nullifying the first item. Very simple. He got hit by a rock. Stop. He got hit by a rock. There's a big blemish over there. What is that called? Shein. After that, the guy went his hand in the barbecue and the cold burnt his hand on the same spot. Now, he has the same blemish there. What is it? Is it a shein or is it a mikvah? Let's, before you get to the question, let's say it's a regular shiur. So the Gemara says, always the second item nullifies the first item. So in our story, it's a mikvah. Okay. And the opposite would also be true. If you started off with a mikvah, continue. V'im mikvah kodemet, if the mikvah came first, the shein, so then batil shein et mikvah. Beautiful. That's she. Gitanya, third white line. שחין ומחווה, כלו אני מתנאיתה מסרחה, הכי לפירו שאימן תבעילן, להבא יד אל אל, הכי איבא אילן, לבן שפוד ועיקה בו איזה, אבל קודם, ובא הבל המכה או הבל האור, ונפקמינה לכתן תהולכין אחר האחרון, פה נעשה נפקמינה, דתן ישכן ומחווה מקום אחד באותו מקום, שלקה בראשון, לקה באותו מקום, that's what she says, ביטל אחרון את הראשון, Now, nafkamina, what's nafkamina? What's the difference what you call it? So that she tells you what I told you. Le'anyan tziruf. She'im ayabu hatsi gris. Let's say you had a half a gris of shrin. You have a half a gris of shrin over here. Now the guy said, now we know it's shrin. And then you have over here a shrin followed by a mikva. Oh, so it's called a mikva. Oh, so mikva and shrin are not going to be mistaref. But if you had a mikvah first, and then a shrein, so it's going after the last one, now it's shrein. Mistarif. So that's the nafkamina. Continue. Now we get to the she'ela. What's the case? Kegon dehava behatzi gris shein meikara. Now we get to our story. Kaya rehef the gris of shein on his flesh. So far he's okay. Vili ben shvut. And he took the spit. And he heated it up. Dikabo. And he hit the guy. Venapak behatzi gris acher. And another hatzi gris came on the guy's flesh from this hit. My, what do you say? Habata kadim? Do you say that the chibut came first, and therefore first it's a shein? Ve'ate habla u'mevatel le'lechabta, and then the heat comes along second, and is going to nullify the hit. Ve'avi le'shein u'mikva. So that's a shein first. And then a mikvah. And what's the deen? It's called a mikvah. Velo mistafin. And if it's not going to mistafin, put the shrein, that's next to it. Or dilma, havla kadim. Well, they say, no, when he gets hit with that hot spit, the heat gets him first. And therefore, first it's a mikvah, and then v'atechabta umatilila, then the hit takes over. And therefore, it's a mikvah followed by a shrein that has a deen of a shein, and therefore you have two shreins next to each other. Now you understand the Gemara's question. And what I want to know, do you call it a shein or do you call it a mikvah? What's the difference? The laws of shein and mikvah are the same. No. Rabbi Nafkamina le'inyan. Which one came first? And therefore, how do you identify it? Nafkamina le'inyan siruf, to make it a shirt of the grease, to put the guy betum'ah. Question is clear. That is the question. Now they have the question, what is the answer? Tashema, the Amar Bizera Amar Shmuel. He brings it out from our story, from the Shechita story. The Ben Sakin. Remember our story we just opened up with on the beginning of the Amud? The guy put a Sakin in the fire. The Shachat Ba. And he slaughtered with this hot knife. What did we say? Shechitato kesera. Why? Hiduda kodem lelibuna. That we say that the sharpness, the hit, the sharp knife, comes before the heat. And then in this case also, you're going to tell me that first comes the hit, and then comes the hot, and therefore it's considered a mikvah, therefore it's not going to be Mistarev. Therefore, Alma Habata Kadim. You see what the Hibbut comes first. First the hit comes first, and then the fire. The fire is only after. Then she says, Habata Kadim. Koach Hahaka'a Kadim. Lehara lo ne'adam. Avishchim. Atehaba la'ura ahlu. Matelev. Avile makvah. Avile muslim. Adya. Adahsi gris. Good. Gemara answers, it's different. That's the Gemara's answer. It is different. Hidud Shani. This is not just a hit. This is a sharpness. It's a cut. Oh, Hiduchani, what's it? The mituch shuhad, since it's sharp, the knife, in avala ur shebu hazak v'hatichato kodem nehav. No, yes, if it's a choice between sharp and hot, then the sharp will affect the simanim first. But in this case over here, it's just a blow. Just a blow. Could be that the heat could come first. You have no ra'aya from a hidud. Hidud v'chom, I understand hidud kodem. But stam a blow, a makah v'chom, who says?
Cut his instant.
Good. Cut his instant, exactly. That's coming out, says hidud shani, like you said. Tashema, so come in here now. I continue. Tashema, liben sheput. The guy heated up in the fire a shefud. Vehikabo. And he hit a person with it. Nidon mishum mikvat ish. So we look at it as if he damaged his friend through mikvat ish, through fire. So what do you see over here? Alma habata kadim. Alma, you see that the hibut came first. Because the chibut comes first, and then the mechvat esh comes, so you call it a mechvat esh. Rashi, al mahabata kadim. Guy takes a spit, it's boiling hot from the fire, he hits his friend with it. So, what damage do we call that? Oh, you burnt him. Ah, burnt him. So that must be the second item. Must be that the chibut comes first, and then the habla comes after him. You know, we go after the second item, so it's bechladesh. You have no case either. Hatam nameh de barziyam mibraz. Dainu hidud. That case over there where he exactly poked him. That case over there where he hit him with the hot spit, where we say it's fire, is he poked him. The tip of it, it went like that. So therefore, he burnt him. But we're not talking about that case over there. When he hit him with the spit, right? Blunt, the blunt part of it. There we have a question. As she says, the Bebraz Ben Bas, Shelo Ikao Bekoah Ela Dekro. Right, pointed him. The Inkar Habata. He didn't hit him. There was no blow here. Ela Haval. Aval Ikahu. But when he hit him with the force, the Ikah Habata Emadi Havabatra, but the Havla. Bebraz, point. She says, point Bilaz. Point. He pointed him. So the Gemara leaves it in abeyance. We don't have an answer to that question. The Ibaya of. When a person gets hit with the hot spit, is it shechin or is it mechvan? Nafkemina lenyan siruf. The Gemara leaves it in the balance. Amar of Nachman. New question. Amar Abba Bar Abu. Sakin shel avodat kochavim. Oh, this was a knife that was used for avodah zarah. What exactly are you doing with this knife? Rashi. First white line. Shemeshamshim ba korbanot shel avodat kochavim. They use it to slaughter animals for avodah zarah. The asura behanah. Now the knife becomes asur behanah. Kedamim masechet avodah zarah abed abedun et kol amekomot. You have to destroy everything. Bekelim shenishtamshu la avodat kochavim. Katum medaber. The pasuk is talking about even the vessel that we use to serve the avodah zarah. You got to destroy them. So now the she'ila is, when you make a shechita, so you're having hana'a, the chaura, from the knife, and therefore it's a suit to be in there, so it could be the shechita is going to be pesula. That's the Gemara's discussion. So it's a sakin shechita, chavim mutar l'shchot ba. Amazing. Ve'asur l'chtuk ba basar. But you can't use it to cut meat. After the shechita is done, you have a piece of meat, you want to cut it up into pieces, that's asur. What's the difference? So the Gemara says, Mutal lishchot ba mekalkelu. Because shechita, it's called a kilkul. You're killing the animal, you made a kilkul, which means at the end of the day, you're in negative territory on a shechita. That's kilkul, it's not called hana'ah. I'll explain why. Ba'asur lachtoch ba basar metakenu. But cutting the basar, fixing the basar. Once ready, it's slaughtered. Now ready, you're preparing the pieces of meat, having an why? Rashi. Mekalkelu, second white line. Ve'enzu hana'ah. It's not a hana'ah. Shebehayeh ayu dameh merubim. The animal's more expensive when it's alive. Melacha shechita. Shebehayeh ayu omedet legimel devarim. When the animal's alive, it stands for three things. Legadel veladot. It can produce offspring, v'laharisha, it can plow, v'lachila, and also can be used for eating. So you can get more for it. Once you slaughter it, no more offspring and no more work. All it is for food. So it went down in price. So therefore, you're not getting hana'ah. When a guy slaughters an animal, on the contrary, you mekalkel. The animal which was worth $500 now is only worth $100. So therefore, it's not considered having a hana'ah. Adraba, it's a kilkul. However, lahtoch mitakenu dekevan deshachta lahakikai. Once ready, you slaughtered it. So now ready, you can't eat the pieces of meat unless you cut them up. That's hana'ah. Oh, that's hana'ah. Therefore, you're gonna be hayav. That's so to use the knife for cutting the pieces up. Amar Rava. Rava says, "Pe'amim sheshochet asur." There are gonna be sometimes. We even shechita is going to be asud. In which case, b'mesukenet. Let's say you have the animal, deathly ill, and therefore you want to slaughter it quickly before it dies so it doesn't become a Nevelah. Now in that case, offspring, it's not bringing. Work, it's not working. So therefore, the only hana'ah that you're getting in this case is what? The shechita. And similarly, umehatech mutar. There'll be a case where cutting the pieces of meat will be permissible. Why? Ve'atmeh dekaymin lekorbana. Nashi. Be'atmeh. Atmeh is like the thigh of the animal, the leg of the animal. Dekaymin lekorbana. That is standing to be given as a gift. Netachim tovim, yarech, the leg, the katef, the shoulder, the hazeh, the chest, the kaimel shulchan, doron le shalchan, you can send them, doron le adam hashuv, veze shechatkan, let's see how much we got. So you had a nice big piece of meat over there. Big piece of meat, it's a gift. You can send it, a nice piece of meat like that. Once you cut it up, so you ruin the meat. You can't give it as a gift anymore. So therefore, when you have a certain like a section of the meat that's given as a gift, when you cut that section now, you ruined it. Now you can't give it as a gift. I mean, you have a quarter of a shoulder. It doesn't look as mechubad. So therefore, that would be mutar. Because it's mekalkel in the chituch. So it's not conclusive where you say, oh, shechita is always mutar, and hatikha is always, mutar, and hatikha is always asur. No, depends on the scenario. But the underlying rule is, you're not allowed to have hana'ah. If there's hana'ah, it's asur. If there's no hana'ah, it's mutar. Why? Because sakin that's used for avodah zarah.
If you're actually doing the shechita, you want it. You want a shechita and be shechita. Yeah. So that's your hana'ah.
You're right. But bottom
for this
line,
guy, it might not be hana'ah for this guy.
You're right. We know you wouldn't do it if you didn't want it.
Right.
But bottom line, dollars. Bottom line, you cannot deny the fact. You lost $400 by doing the shechita.
You know what? The guy's starving. He doesn't have the shechita.
For me, it's worth $1 million. Right. But intrinsically, the guy lost $400. He's going to die. He's going to die. So you have to say, very good point. You have to say, Misukein Eret, and you have to...
It's not a
terefah. You have to... You're right. If it's terefah, then you're right. That's Mesu. Yeah, you have to... The case where it's okay. With you. Otherwise, you're right. Terefah, so then for sure it's mutar. Gemara has a very simple question. Gemara says, what are you confusing me with the Avodah Zarah and the Hana'ah and Kilkul, not Kilkul? Go slow. This knife has terefot on it. It's been slaughtering non-kosher animals. The guy who slaughters for Avodah Zarah and Megah Shaita, he's slaughtering, who knows what he's doing with the knife. It's regular. All the shamnunit, all the fat is on the knife. And therefore, forget about, am I having hana'ah? Am I not having hana'ah? I don't care, even if you mekalkil gamur. Bottom line, if the knife is dirty and has shamnunit on it from the guy from the Avodah Zarah, what's the difference? Bottom line, when you slaughter your kosher animal, you're ruining it. You're putting it's getting tainted from the shamnunit on the knife. So the Gemara says, "V'tipukle mishum shamnunit isura." Now look at the way that she asks the question. That she says, "Afargav dehu mekalkel." Even though you mekalkel, asur lachtoch, still should be forbidden. Mishum shamnunit isura dinabelot shenibgau besakin. In the knife itself, you have the belot in there. So somehow the Gemara is saying, when you're going to slaughter it, I'm assuming, somehow that stuff that's in the knife is going to come out of the knife. Figure out how it comes out of the knife exactly. It's going to come out of the knife, go into the animal. Everyone yells, so what are you telling me? Mikalke, not mikalke. That's not the issue. The issue is, and therefore, not only in the mikalke case, but in all the cases, not in the case of the hatikha as well, where you're cutting the pieces of meat, where you told me it's mutar, and all that. Why should you have done? No case should be done. Not in the shechita, not in the cutting the pieces of meat. If there's shamnunit over here, how would I have a problem? Gemara's going to answer. Gemara's going to, yeah. Chaura.
Why don't
that spot
finish?
Oh, so Gemara's going to discuss your answer. Gemara's going to discuss. Go to that spot, maybe clean it off. Gemara will discuss it. But the Gemara, why didn't you get involved with that issue? Forget about the kilkul, not kilkul. You have an issue over here of Isur, Shamnunit. That's the Gemara's question. Okay. Okay, comes the answer. Behadasha. It's a new knife. And she says, Behadasha, Shelo Hatru Ba Me'olam. I thought it's a knife of Avodah Zarah. So exactly. You designated it for Avodah Zarah. Designation that you can use for Avodah Zarah. Now, Hadasha, the Gemara says, wait. Ben Rabbi Ishmael. Uben Rabbi Akiva Meshemshe Avodat Kochavim Umeshemshe Avodat Kochavim Enam Asurim Achi Avdu. Gemara says everybody agrees on something that serves the Avodah Zarah. Until you use it, doesn't become a subhana. So I don't care. So you got to, it's a new one, there's no stuff inside the knife. So what? But it's not Avodah Zarah either yet, by the way. Because everybody agrees, all the Tanaim say, until you use the item, it doesn't have a din of Avodah Zarah. Why is it asum mishum avodat kochavim? Let's get it clear. The knife is not itself, is not avodah zara. It's used in the avodah zara. Uben b'Ishmael, uben b'Yakov, the pedigree of pedigree b'Ishmael, avodat kochavim atzma. There's a machlok by avodah zara itself if it has to be used or not. But everybody agrees mishamshe avodah zara. It's got to be you. There's no argument. And if there's no president, that doesn't help me in this case. So my answer is, Iba'itema de pasak be gavza lavodat kochavi. Who told you, why did you assume when we said the guy used a knife for avodah zara, that he slaughtered animals? Maybe he chopped wood for avodah zara. Same thing. So therefore there's no issue in the knife itself, there's no shuman in the wood. Therefore the only issue is an Avodah Zarah subject. You're right. If it was an animal issue, then we have to discuss the Shem Nunit. But that's not the case. It's pure Avodah Zarah, he was cutting wood. That's the first answer. Rashi gavza hatichat etzim. Hatichot etzim. Second answer, Iba'et ema bishana shilibna be'ur. Not an easy answer. Yeah, it was an old knife. And the guy slaughtered Avodah Zarah animals with it, no problem. But we're not discussing the Shem Nunit. You know why? Because he made dibun with it. He koshered the knife. The koshering the knife doesn't take off the Avodah Zarah of it. The koshering just gets the isur out. That's why we bypass the mishmiz. Both answers are recognizing, you're right, there's a problem of the Shem Nunit, but this case we're discussing bypassed it. Either it's talking about where you didn't slaughter the animals, or you fixed it by making the boon. And she says, V'ibayetema afilu bishana, ugon shilibna be'ur ve'en kan isur Shem Nunit. Excellent. Next case. Itmar ha-shohet b'sakin shel ovdei kochavim. Okay. Guy slaughters with a knife of avodat kochavim with the shemnunit on it. Now we're getting to the shemnunit issue. The shemnunit and the knife, it's a knife of isur. What do you do now to the animal that was slaughtered? Now, mitzad avodat zarar is no problem, because we just learned that it's mekalkel. Shaitaz a kilkul, and therefore it's not considered a hana'a. But now we got to deal with the shemnunit issue. What about the isur that's in the knife? Rav Amar Kolef, that's what one of the boys said over here, just kolef, scrape off the spot where you made the shaita. So just scrape off, make a kilipa, take off the first layer of meat over there. It's assuming that it only penetrates a kedek kilipa. First, thin layer over there, that's where the shaita, I can't go into the whole animal. The spot where the knife, the point of contact, that spot over there, shave it off a little. The Rav Bar Hana Amar Madiyah. You don't got to do that much. Just rinse it off. Rinse off the spot. It's not even going in. Rashi. Rashi says, Kolef bet ha-shechita. Bet ha-shechita is the spot of the shechita. That's where the contact, the point of contact is. Shebepnei shebal'ash shamnuit ha-sakin. It's going to absorb. Second shita, madiyah b'mayim. Just rinse it off with water. What's the mahloket? Gemara. Let us say that the mahlokin is on the following subject. The more sabar beta shechita tzunin, the more sabar beta shechita roteyah. If you ever saw an animal when they slaughter it, a behemah, slaughter the animal, sometimes you see smoke smoke coming out of the neck of the animal. The rabbis holds Beta Shechita Roteach. The hot, blood over there, when you're slaughtering over there, it's hot. And therefore, the heat is able to draw out of the knife, and therefore it's going to put it in the trees. Only way to get something out of a knife, seemingly, whenever I say seemingly, I'm not going to give another option. You got to get heat. We know that. The heat is able to extract. So you'd say to yourself, where's the heat on an animal? I'm slaughtering an animal. It's cold. Oh, bet the shaitan oteya. That spot over there where the blood is boiling, that's where the blood is. So when you slaughter the animal, it's hot over there, it's going to draw the isur out of the knife. So therefore, you got to make kedeh, kelipa. The other rabbi says, no. Bet the shaitan sunin. He's not arguing. Of course it's hot. But it's not hot enough that it's going to be extracting it out of the knife and putting it into the basar. Bet shaita tzonen. That's the machloket. How do you look at bet shaita? Look at Ashi. Bet shaita rotayah ubala. That's easy. Tzonen. Kolman en hom bet shaita hazak leblawa. That's what it means. It's not strong enough. Umiyu hadaha ba'eh. Oh, but wait. So if what do you have to wash it? That's the Rashi's question. Shadin et kanach ba shamnunit, va'afapi shelo nevla bebasar eleu bedefanot betashaita sheyefshal ledofnei asakin belo shamnunit. Which means the knife itself has shamnunit on the outside, which means you can't clean the knife 100%, or if you didn't clean the knife, so there's going to be shamnunit on the knife itself. So I'm not worried about the stuff that was in the knife that's going to go in. Can't even come out. But when you're slaughtering, some of the knife's film is just going to rub against the bit of shaita. So therefore, madiyah. That's one interpretation. Sonen rotaya. Easy pshat. Kabbalah says, no. I'll tell you about it. That's it. It's like this. La. Dekule alma bit of shaita rotayahu. Roteya, that explains the opinion that says kilipa. So man de amar kolev shapir. What that says kilipa is good, because boleya, ham, no problem. Uman de amar madiya. Why madiya? If it's hot, why is rinsing enough? Aide de tarit simanin la puke dam lo balev. These are all very important separot in Holin. You're right, it's hot. But we have a rule that when something is busy giving out, it doesn't have the ability to bring in. These simanim over here, they're spitting out blood, sending out blood. So Aidi the Tarid the float, so even though it's hot, and even though it can extract the shamnunit from inside, but since it's a one-way street. As long as the street is sending out, nothing can go the other way down that street. But it's there. So therefore you just have to be madiyah. Make the house water, and you're okay. Rashi. Look at Rashi first, before you say that. Well, because it's on the surface. It's on the surface. It doesn't go in. It won't go in. Exactly, it's involved in spitting out and not in bili'ah. Go one more step in the Gemara. Gemara says, Ika de amre. Another pshat, third way of learning. The kula'ama bet shahita sonin. Okay, you say bet shahita sonin, I understand the opinion that says madiyah. Because really, nothing's going in, it's cold. All you have to be worried about is the film on the knife itself. So therefore, watch it also. Man da'amar madiyah shapir. No, this is madiyah. Well, it makes sense. Man da'amar kolef. Why kolef? How is it going in if everything's cold? Well, this is another very important sevara that we need to know in Holi. Agab duhka de sakina bala. Duhka de sakina. What does duhka de sakina mean? The pressure. When you're making shaita, you're making the jib, as you call it. You're making the incision. That's called dohak asakin. The pressure of the knife. The pressure of the knife causes to... When we say bet ha-shaita tzonen, It's a little heat up there. Don't deny the fact, a little heat. That heat, the way Tosfot explains, that heat, combined with the, you're pushing it in. If everything was just above, things touching each other, side by side, nothing. Cold cannot go in. If I have something that has a little heat, and I push it in, like by sakinya, sticking it in, that can go in. That's she. Nuhkad the sakina. Shemishafshifo bebasar bedoha. Shemishafshifo the basar bedoha. You're pressing it. Bala'a. Okay, period. Now, which one of these answers do we take? Maybe you have three options. Either it's mahlokin, betishaitan sunin, or not. Or everybody says, rotaya, or everybody says, cold. So the she says, vechiman de lo ifsik al cheta. We don't know what halakha is like. The Isura deoraita, we're dealing with Isura deoraita. Abdin al nechumra. We have to be mahmir. The kaimalan beshel Torah halak ahara mahmir. Okay, so then what's the mahmir over here? Kanipa. Gotta cut it. No matter what. That's the most humra that we have over here. ומכל מקום לכי אתה לא ישחוט תה שוחט כגמרא. She makes a very poor deal with the Gemara. The language of the Gemara was itman hashuchet besakin shel avodat kochavim. That's bediavad. Doesn't mean shuchet adam hashuchet sodevor. Because there was no shamnunit over there. But if there's shamnunit in the knife, so for sure you shouldn't say something. I'll do it. I'll make kiddipa. Put the isur in there and shave it off. No. Kiddipa is an after effect. It's an afterthought. If you did it already, but like a trailer, if you notice them underneath the knife, of course, don't be shoret. But you'll say, I go with the rabbi that says, Bet the shechita is sonen. Hey, this is the right of here. The Gemara didn't commit to the right answer over here. The Gemara gave three options. So the she says, Bishel Torah, halach achar, hamachmir. Gemara has now another case. Sakin terefa. Maze sakin terefa. And she says, Sheshahabba terefa. Easy case. What's the problem with the knife? Asur ba'na'a, it's not. The only problem with the knife is you have terefa in the knife. It's like the Shemnunit story we just said over when Abu Dazar al-Khawra. Perigi ba'ar of Ahav Rabina. What are we discussing to do with this over here? So it says, how do you kosher the knife? We're not discussing yet slaughtering with the knife. How do you get the knife to be fit again? So it says, Hadamar b'hamin. One rabbi says, Hagala. Hagala, hamin, hot water, you gotta boil it. Hadamar b'sonin. And one rabbi says, nothing, sonin, wash it off. Vilketa afilu b'sonin. Oh, interesting. What's the pshat over here? Vilketa b'sonin. Gemara's giving an answer now. No problem. Sonin is enough to kosher the knife. Now this gets to wash the knife. To kosher it. Now this obviously then coming to a problem with the last sugya that we said. Which obviously telling me that you don't have to worry about it. Because that means you're considering that nothing went in the knife. That means you have to say bit shechita is sonin. Oh, so go slow. So if you say bit shechita is sonin, that means the knife is only external stuff, so therefore, wash it out. I don't know, that she just told me a second ago, we don't know, sunen, hamin, this, that, then we have to go to Humrah. But for some reason over here, we didn't go to Humrah. The Humrah says, Hilketa, sunen. We have to figure it out now. Now she's going to talk. Hashi. Hilketa. Now let's read the Hashi here. The hamin, sarik la gaila le sakin. But you have to make a gaila le sakin. What's the logic why you only have to rinse it off with water? And the sakin did not absorb. Now, which means by this knife over here, the pasak el cheta le'etera. We're pasaking by the knife. The knife is le'etera. The knife is no isur in the knife. It's not a knife. It's not a knife. It's just time. We want to kosher the knife. The Gemara, the knife itself, we're going to say what? Hilchetal yitadelo itzar bebli'azu. Vekashehu liblawa. A knife is hard. A knife is metal. Metal does not absorb that easily. Ela al yedei retiha. Only legabe, it's got to be hot to get that into the hard metal. So that's when it comes to the knife. I can come along and say, you can be lenient. That isur of the terefa not going to penetrate the metal knife unless it's a beta shaita roteya and all that stuff. However, aval gabe sakin di isura shirovte kochavim befrutal de le'el lo pasak de shasakin asura. Over there, by a case of the sakin of isur, the knife was asur. Now what? The basar rach leblowa. There, you're discussing it going into the meat. The meat is soft. Therefore, could be, even if you say beta shaitat sonen, could be you could penetrate the meat. There's two different discussions. The discussion above, we were talking about the meat. Here we're discussing, you didn't make shaitat, we're discussing how to kosher the knife. Think about the knife. I could be lenient and say what? Since the knife is hazak, it's hard, it doesn't bolaya that easily. And therefore, it's going to be okay. I could be lenient by a knife. But just because you're lenient by a knife does not discuss the last case that we talked about. Then we weren't discussing the knife. We're discussing the animal. Oh. Oh, no.
So,
we're discussing two things here. Number one, isur that went into a knife, or isur that went into the animal. Which do you think is more easy to be bolaya? Very good. So that's what she says. Above, we were ma'amir by the animal, because the animal is soft. Therefore, could be, even if you say beta shaitat sonen, could be it can go in because it's soft. Mashiachin, the knife itself. Not going to be so strict on the knife. Then we can be lenient. Now, that's a very important hiduk that she brings over here. Now, I want to bring you the question of Tosafot. Tosafot has a question over here. It says in Avodah Zarah, "Sakin shel goyim shishtamshu ba besonin asul yishtamish ba la'adin ni'itza bekarka 10 pa'amim." Tosafot has a question of Avodah Zarah. Stand the Gemara over there. Said you have a knife that the goyim used. The only way to kosher it, you got to take it in virgin ground and thrust it in and out of the ground 10 times. That extracts the stuff. Here it's just saying, rinse it off. What do you mean? Avodah Zarah said, "Bitunor es bekarka." So he says, "V'tirtzu shesham medobe sakin shetamshu ba'bofen kavua." That was use it on a steady basis for basam nevela. Shasud davukba, the suit is attached to it on the outside as well. The only way to get that film off is to draw it out with that pressure. However, he didn't use it. One or two animals he slaughtered the wrong way. Therefore, it's enough by the Abne Mayim. That's one answer. Bikbi'ut, na'isabi karka. Lo bikbi'ut, it's enough to just rinse it off. Comes the Gemara and says. One more point. If you have a piece of bad is like a cloth, felt, an old piece of cloth, worn out, where you could wash the knife with it, you don't have to put it in water. A towel, you have a strong towel, just, you know, like an abrasive, just clean the knife like that, you don't even have to have water. Look at Meshi. Bilita de farsa le mechpere. Mechpere is to clean it. Hatichat beged yeshana kashe. A hard, like a brittle type of garment there. Bilaz viyafele kana bilita. Hatichat biluya. An old garment. De parsa. Ked mechere masach apeta parsa. Okay, le mechpere le kaneho. And habero is in gittin. Like by Nufzar Adan, you see the word lechapera is to clean. Gemara continues. Now one rabbi said hamin, by the way. One rabbi said, "Hagala." Ulman damal behamin my tama. What's the reason why the rabbi says hamin? You have to make hagala. Mishum deka bala isura, because the knife itself was bolaya. The time is shaita. De terana me bala even minahai. Wow. question. Big question. You're telling me Bet HaShaita is hot, therefore when you slaughter, then when the guy, the goy is slaughtering, Nevelot goes in the knife. Okay, therefore, Haggadah, I accept. Other rabbis, that doesn't go in. Rinse it off. Or just clean it off with the cloth. But according to the opinion, this is goes in. Why are you only telling me a case where a goy's knife? Take every regular shochet. An animal before shechita is asud because of eved menahai. Right? You cannot eat the animal as it is. It's asud. You take the knife, kosher knife, nothing in it. You're slaughtering it. Until you make the shechita, stuff is going into the knife. What's going into the knife? Eved menahai. So therefore, every animal prior to shechita, automatically the knife should need hagala because it was boleya. Even bin Ahai, until you get to the Shaita, you're starting. The Chaura, the question. The Shaita, not till the end. Until you get to Rav Simanim, Isur, or Heter. So until that time of Heter, it started off as Even bin Ahai. The knife is Moleya. That's she. So when you have to give me a case of a knife, of a goy, every knife should be, you'd have to kosher it. That's she. Mishum. Mishum de Kabbalah. Now let's get to, she deals with another issue first. The reason why you tell me why the knife is a sur of the goyim, because it absorbed. Shamnunit de terefa. Okay, shamnunit of the terefa. She has another question. She has, before we get to the question of the Gemara, she's bothered with another question. What do you have to tell me that the knife of the goyim, the problem is it's swallowing the fat of the animal? Just say it's swallowing the blood. There's no blood over there. So that she says, "Aval abli adam lo hayish." Not worried about the blood going into the knife. She sakin kasheru ve'en dam niblabo. Blood, which is a liquid, cannot penetrate the hard knife. That I'm not worried about. Ela shamnunit shiniblab ben berach ben bekasher. But shamnunit, the fat can penetrate anything. Okay, so that's one question. Next question. De terana me kishahit ba behema kashera. Even when you slaughter a kosher animal. Gemara's answer. When are you going to tell me that the knife starts to swallow? Lechi haima. After it starts to get heated up. It's got to get hot for it to swallow, right? Ve'emat ka haima. And when does the heat start to affect it? Lechi gamla shechita. Only after the shechita was done. By the time you get to that spot, ha'ishata heterahava. That means it takes time for the hand to get heat, not instantaneously. So by the time the knife becomes susceptible to absorption, it's animal's nishmat already. Not even in a high. Rashi? No, Rashi. That's why every animal, the knife remains kasher. Because it is Isur. But when you're slaughtering the ham in the beginning, it takes time. No, you know, it takes time for it to get hot. When does it finally get hot? It's at the end of the Shaita. So at the Shaita stuff is going in. Blood is not going in. Because blood is Zrach. Stuff that's liquid doesn't go in. Shamnunit, let it go in Shamnunit. Therefore, you have no problem with the Baruch Adonai Le'olam.
Amen.
Amen.